just hearing the Lord say, he said, I'm with you. I'm with you, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Since it's a family service, I just want to talk to the kids. You know, you guys been in school for 9 months, and you have had a lot of knowledge coming in. Teachers have been pouring into you a lot of knowledge. But I just decree and declare that this summer, all I want to hear is God's voice. That's all you want to hear this summer. So just settle yourself in and just listen to what the Lord has to say to you this summer. Because he wants to speak to you. And then all you need to hear is him. And that's what I just hear the Lord saying, that he's really going to be speaking to you. And especially at camp, you guys are going to have a spiritual encounter with God. So just open your hearts up and let God just pour in. Sometimes it's only one word. Yeah. One word you need. Jim had it this morning. I'm with you. I'm with you. Three words. In my difficult time, I heard four words. I see the Lord. So just treasure this summer. Let God pour into you.
Amen. 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 Treasure this summer. Let's see. I think I was about 8 years old, and you know that's been quite a few years back, at least five or six. And just to know that God is with you, we had a Sunday school program. It was at Easter, and I don't know, it was kind of a cool deal because they'd always have a cross with these fencing nails in them, you know, where you could drop something in, and we'd drop lilies in the fencing nails, and after it was all said and done, the whole cross was filled with lilies. And so, you know, I thought, well, that was about the first time I actually really felt the Lord, is that I had that lily, and I had the chance to drop it into that deal, and it was just like, you know, God did something at that time. And you know, it didn't seem like much of a deal to anyone else, but to me it was a big deal. And I didn't go around and say, hey, you know what, I think I heard the Lord, but it was just something real special about that. And you know, if you know that God is with you, that might not sound like such a prophetic insight to knowledge, but God is with you. And if God is with you, you can go anywhere. You can do anything at any time, and God is with you. And we enjoyed Africa and our brothers and sisters there from many different nations in Uganda and around that area. But you know what? Just knowing God is with you. You know, and the land was not strange to us. The people weren't strange to us because we're God's people. And we were received as we received every person there, and it was fantastic because God was with us. Emmanuel was with us. He held with us. And you know, probably the greatest thing you can start praying about is they're needing teachers, and you could be a real good one to go and teach in Africa. It'd be a deal, but we could just well start here in Thief River Falls, huh? Hallelujah. It's a good place to teach. We just well started. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have this children's camp. Hey, why not? You know, that's a good place to teach. Kids, raise them up. Hallelujah. Well, we have an opportunity. Yes, Jen.
Sandy, as you were sharing, I just feel like this is going to be a season of an encounter and a visitation. For the kids, you're going to have a visitation. You're going to have an encounter this summer with the Lord and visitation encounters, so you need to get ready. And even adults, we're going to have visitations with the Lord. We're going to have encounters this summer with the Lord, and he's going to be speaking. and we need to hear and be ready.
Yes. Hallelujah. I do want to thank everyone that supported, everyone that went on that Africa trip. I could feel the strength and the power of prayer and so many different things. So we appreciate everyone that participated. We didn't go alone. We went with a great and mighty army. So appreciate that. Well, in that time, we're going to receive our offering for today. Hallelujah. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. All right. And then I think Pastor Tom has the message for this morning for us and the kids. Bless you in your giving. Yeah, bless you. Hallelujah. Encourage all the kids, young people, if you have jobs this summer, that you'd be a tither. It's important if you learn it real early. If you only make $10, you give one away, you don't feel too bad about that, but it's $100 giving 10 back to the Lord, $1,000 giving $100 back. You could just as well grab it right away so you can prosper in everything you do. Amen? All right, and parents, you can teach that principle. All right. Well, Tom, I'm sure you don't have anything to share. Hallelujah. Why don't we all stand up? And let's just give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that can stand, please stand. Give a clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pastor Tom, would you come?
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We excited for camp?
Yes.
Wow, you come back from Africa and then all of a sudden it's camp time. Can you imagine? I can imagine. It's going to be a fantastic time. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Man, there's just moving here. Some awesome Spirit of God. You know, Graham Cook said something that was pretty important that spoke to me, and I think this is part of what's going on. He said, Graham, God will actually begin to withhold stuff from you until we realize some things about who we are and the place we're at. And I really believe God is just holding back a little bit of things because he's really want us to speak to us. So it's so important, kids, that we learn to listen to God's voice. And I think Sandy is right on exactly. We are so busy sometimes, we just do not hear the voice of the Lord. And as we shared last week with a little bit of Joyce Meyer, she really believed. And as she was praying, he said, if we would seek the Lord with our first things, all our problems would be solved. Because there are no problems, just possibilities for heaven. But it depends on what you do and the choices you make. So I just really right now, Holy Spirit, we thank you so much. We thank you, Holy Spirit, so much that you want to speak to us at this time and in this place that we're in. Whatever's going on, Lord Jesus, that you have, really there are no problems, but you want to speak an answer for the day that we live in. You want to speak peace to the storm. You want to come with your joy and your strength, Lord God, in the midst of whatever we're at, that we could carry it, Lord Jesus. And Father, I want your words to speak to us this morning, Lord, that we do not go out here the same way we came, but we realize something else, Lord Jesus, about the choices we make and the life that we have. And we give you the glory and the honor. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to have some fun this morning. We'll do some interaction things. I do want to turn to a scripture, and I hope all you have your Bibles. We got to perk our camp practice Bibles and our notebooks. Come on, we better get that. Shift on. There you go. Nice, Bristol. But we want to go to John chapter 4, and we're going to talk about a Samaritan woman. We've been talking about the life of Jesus. All right? There's so much in the life of Jesus, how he walked, what he did, what did he come for, what did he come to give us, what did he come to do, and how he did it. So he's a great example of power. Just have a seat. So John chapter 4, if you got your Bibles, who's got our Bibles over here with our youth? Our youth here got the Bibles. Do we have them on our phones? Do we have an app? Do we have an app for that? All right, John chapter 4. Boys, hallelujah. What I find out that helps me capture what God speaks to me is I always write it down. And it was one thing we shared in Africa too, is that the first thing when the word of God is spoken and God begins to speak in our hearts, the enemy comes and steals it. So it seems like when you walk out that door, you forgot everything that just happened. And God's speaking to you and he's speaking to your heart. And then I leave the door and I go, I wonder what just happened to me. I wonder what just happened. So John chapter 4. Now, Jesus was a game changer. Jesus broke prejudice and barriers. You guys understand what prejudice is? Some people are prejudiced because some people are a different color. Some people are prejudiced because some people are a different race. There were the Jews. There were the Samaritans. Whether it's a religious base, Catholic, Lutheran. Jesus came and he broke barriers. He wasn't racist. Can a zebra be racist? It's white and black. That's true, Danny. That's right. It could have disliked alligators. That's right. Danny is saying. So when Jesus was walking the earth, the Jews didn't have conversation with the Samaritans. And here is Jesus, a story about Jesus. He's breaking prejudices of the day. So verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" And Jesus was alone with her. And the Samaritan woman, in verse 9, said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman." One's a Jew, Samaritan woman. "How can you ask me to drink? Why are you talking to me?" Right? So Jesus was breaking prejudice. He was speaking to a Samaritan woman. And listen to what he says. So normally you don't associate. In verse 10, and Jesus answered her and said, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with. The well is so deep." He had nothing to draw water with, to take water out of the well. "Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than your father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank for himself, as did his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered him, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them," say in them, "a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Wow. So inside of them, what Jesus is going to give them is something in you, right? So what is in you? What is in you that is a springing up? What did Jesus? So Jesus come to die on the cross for our sins, right? But he also come to bring something and put something in you. So I wonder what he came to put in you. A heart, that's right. That is absolutely right. Come on, give me a pound. And you go just, you don't do that? Okay, Danny, watch this, Danny. I did that in Africa. They absolutely loved it. So it was cool there. I hope I'm still cool here now. Yes, I'm cool. Okay, so the living water, he wants to give you something in you that's living water, but he didn't have anything to draw from the outside. So immediately she's looking on the outside. What do you have to draw? But Jesus is wanting to speak to our inside. And remember, we've been talking about what lives on the inside and coming out. Remember, inside out? So what is God giving us on the inside? Ooh, this is double, triple points.
Huh? Love.
Love, very good. What else? What else does God give us on the inside? Yes, joy. What else does he give us on the inside? Yes, peace, kindness. Keep on going, girl. Self-control. There you go. Oh, man, she's just rambling all of this. Love, joy, peace. Jesus came to give us. John the Baptist said, if you remember this, and this is going to be part of your scripture for today and your lesson. John the Baptist said, "One is coming greater than I," and that's Jesus, "who's going to baptize them in the Lord and the Holy Spirit," right? So we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. So Jesus come, he said, to give living water, not just to forgive us our sins, not just to save us from our mistakes, but to give us living water, which comes through the Holy Spirit. So she says, on verse 15, if you read this story, she says, wow, sir, give me this water so I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming to draw water. We keep drawing water and water, water. But if you drink a glass of water today, if you drink some water, so Jen's got some water here. If you drink a glass of water today, can I drink this one? No, I don't want that one. Okay, well, let's see. Hold on a second. She won't give me her water. No, but I don't want that bottle. I want the other. Where's my other bottle? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, here. Here's this one, okay? So I'm going to drink some water. You want me to see me drink some water? Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Especially when you're thirsty, right? What does it feel like when you're thirsty? Yeah. Is that what you do when you're thirsty? What does it feel like when you're thirsty? What? It refills you, right? But you just, there's this desire to run to the well and drink some water. If you've worked and it was so hot, what day was it? Thursday? It was so hot and you're outside and you were sweating and man, you were just, man, I just wanted some ice cold water. It was so good. I ran, I got a bunch of ice. I just filled it with water. It was like heaven on earth. But you know what happened later? I needed more water. And more water, and more water, and more water. So she's asking Jesus, she says, sir, give me this water so I don't want to get thirsty and have to keep coming over and over and over. What was she doing at the well? Do you guys know what she was doing at the well? She's trying to get more water because she has to do that every day. You know, in Africa, they learn how to carry things on their head. Like, can you balance this huge jug thing on their head? And they have to walk and get water. You know, and they draw the water and they carry it. And do you know how many days they have to do that? Do you have to drink water every day? Every day and every day you got to drink water. You drink water every day? Raise your hand if you drink water every day. I hope you guys, you teens, do not drink like monster drinks every day, just Mountain Dew. You drink water, right? Do you raise your hand when you drink water? Can you raise your hand? This is the same thing that happened in Africa. I go, this is what I did. Can I just share you a story quick? There was 800 people, and I said, how many here speak Ugandan? I just call it Ugandan. And like two people raise their hand. Then I said, how many people here speak English? And then like two people raise their hand. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? Do they even understand me? So if you drink water, raise your hand. Do you drink water, Katie? You raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Why is it so hard to raise your hand? Please raise your hand. Thank you. Sorry. I just need some feedback. Because I'm watching, and they're doing, and they stood at me, and they looked like this. And I'm thinking in my heart, I'm like, they don't understand anything. They don't understand anything. And then I kind of lost it for a second there. I'm like, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come back. Here I told her, go and call your. So he began to speak to her and minister to her, okay? And she was a Samaritan woman. He was breaking the mold. He was speaking to those people at the day you weren't supposed to do, right? So Jesus was ministering. So I want to talk about, what I want to talk about and what we've been talking about with you kids is God wants to give you living water, right? And he wants to give you the fruits, if you remember, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the things that we can walk in life that gives us strength. And there is a very powerful contention. Remember, you always have a choice. Say, I have a choice. I have a choice. The Bible says, because of Jesus, there is therefore no condemnation in Christ Jesus. That means I have a choice. I always have a choice every single day what I want to do with my life. Right? Every morning I get up, I decide whether or not I'm going to seek the Lord or I'm not going to seek the Lord. It's all up to me. And those choices that I make kind of determine what course of the day or how I'm going to live my day. So Jesus came not only to deal with sin, because with sin, you know, it's we're trapped. But he said, I come that you might have life and life more abundantly, but it's to those who believe in him and call our name. So we get to make a choice. So I need people who are ready to make a choice this morning. Who's here ready to make a choice? Right? Are you ready to make a choice? Are you ready to make a choice? I'm looking for choice makers who are ready to make a choice. I need someone strong, so I need someone big like Brody for sure. Who's strong? Someone smaller would be nice. Piper wouldn't do it though, I bet, huh? Piper, would you come? Huh? Well, we got Brody. Bristol, okay. Bristol, come. Nope. Here we go. All right, so Jesus said, I come that you might have life and more abundantly. So let's bring up Brody and let's bring up Bristol. So Brody and Bristol need to make a choice. One day you will have to make a choice about what you want to do with your life and who you allow to speak in your life. Do you let me speak in your life?
Say yes.
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. You let me speak in your life. Do you let me speak in your life?
Yes.
You let Jesus speak in your life?
Yes.
Do you let Jesus speak in your life?
Yes.
You know, some people do not let Jesus speak into their life. Oh, that's crazy. So I'm going to ask Brody if you would not let Jesus speak in your life. But that's not really true, but you're playing a different role. This is not the real you. This is like Brody, other Brody version that is not real, okay? So this is you, okay? So I want you to put on a bag, okay? This represents Brody's choices. This represents what he's going to put on. So you go ahead and put on that backpack, all right? And he's not going to let Jesus speak to him, okay? So you're all strapped in. Okay, but you have Jesus in your heart, right?
Yes.
You love Jesus?
Yes.
You love me?
No.
Oh! I don't know if you want... I think I'm going to switch bags with you two. No, okay, kind of. Okay, that's okay. That's a big word. That's tough. Okay, I got it. All right, let's put this on. So she selects Jesus. And this, in the Bible and Psalms, we've talked about how Jesus knows us. He's written our days even before we're born. Jesus knows you. Say, sometimes I don't even know myself, but Jesus knows you. So he knows what you're made for. And he wants to dress you, as we said a couple of weeks ago, in robes of righteousness. So Jesus gives us this here, all right? He says, this is what I want for you. This is your life. So now you have made a decision to listen to Jesus, okay? So let's go. Why don't you go over to Miss Jenny for a little bit, and she'll help strap you in. And Brody's going to stand here. So in the world, it says sometimes there's nothing for me in the world. But when you're in the world, hold on a second. You get information, as Miss Sandy was saying, you get information when you go to school. You get information in life about how to live. What you're going to do, they want to influence you, sometimes teachers in good ways, bad ways, but teachers are a blessing, praise the Lord, but you need to make your decisions, but you're not concerned about God or the Holy Spirit, and you go through life, and there are things that want to get on us. One of the things we've talked about is negativity, right? What's negativity? You can just stay with Jen for a second, and then I'll call you up, okay? Thank you so much. So negativity, it's fine. Negativity, what do we do with negativity? You kill it, you put it on the ground, and you stomp on it. But you know what? In the world, there's negativity all the time, right? You're not a good ball player. You don't look good. You don't dance nice, right? And sometimes when people keep speaking to that, that becomes, we start believing that and it affects us. How's that, okay? What's another thing? We talk about a lot of things. Here's a big one. You guys know what this says? Can you read that? I just wrote that this morning. Pride. Pride is a huge thing. I don't need Jesus. I don't need to read my Bible. I don't need to know who I am. You know what? I'm going to heaven. I'm fine. I'm not worried about anything else. I don't need anything else, right? How's that?
Did that hurt?
Okay, good. All right. What else? Hate. Anger. You ever had hate? Anger, right? Is that from the Lord? No. It can cause problems, right? It can become an issue. It can be, how about being mean? Is mean something that belongs to us? No, mean is not nice. Mean is not nice. How are we doing? How's that so far? Another big one. Just being cold. You know what I mean by being cold? You do? What do I mean by being cold? I didn't know what else to word it, so. No. Cold, like you don't. This is cold.
I don't care. Leave me alone. Go away.
That's pretty cold, right? No life, right?
That's the world sometimes around us. Selfish, self-centered, cold. Worry is a big one. Does anybody get worried? Oh, this is a big one. No, you don't. Worry. Does anybody get worried? What do you get worried about? Dropping this. Yeah, I get worried about dropping this on my foot. About how your friends are going to treat you. What are you going to do with your life? You know, sometimes we get worried about silly things. What am I going to have for supper? You guys ever get worried about food? You know, you come from Africa. If one thing I'm not going to ever worry about again is food. You see people, what they work with, and how much. How you doing, buddy? Hallelujah. What do you think is another big issue that the world works with? And Jesus said, I'm not coming to give you a spirit of what, but of power. Fear is huge, super heavy. The spirit of fear. I'm afraid of public speaking. I'm afraid of what people think of me. Fear of what my future might be. But Jesus has a future and a plan for us. But if we don't know that future, if we don't hear from God, we're constantly trying to figure out our future. Well, what are you going to do with your future? Do you think God knows what your future is? Do you think he knows what you need to do? Do you think he's got a plan for your future? No. And if you say no, this is how it feels. You ready?
No, he doesn't. You all right? All right, so we lock that up. And we go on our journey. So why don't you go on a journey around, just walk around all the chairs.
Go ahead. There's your journey. Boy, that's great journey. How you doing? How you doing, bud? There you go. It seems like it's kind of heavy back there. It's got to be like weighing me down, bro. You're weighing me down. So we go through life carrying the things that the world gives us, but it doesn't feel good. The Samaritan woman is saying, how long do I have to work for this water? How many days do I have to keep going through this? Over and over and over and over again. And Jesus said, I'm coming to give you life and drink, give you water that you're not going to have to keep working over and over and over and over again and walking through that. Come on, man. Sometimes you got to sprint. Sometimes you got to run. Can you run with that? Here you go. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. Ah, oh, you're right. Your shoulders are getting cut. No, keep that. Don't take it off. I didn't see. That's part of your. That's not. What do you do with all of that? All right. Why don't you have a seat? Go have a seat. Go have a seat. Right here, because I'm going to grab you again real quick. Why don't you come? Now, Bristol. Bristol says, I want Jesus. Come on. Come on, Bristol. Say, Jesus said, I come to give you life. So you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right? So he's dressed you up. He says, listen, that stuff in the world, that's not for you. Bible says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So basically, he says, all that stuff's not you. So he's cleaned your slate, and he says, I'm going to give you. You remember all the fruits of the Spirit? That's right. He's going to give you all those things. Is that heavy? Is that heavy? You know what else? He's going to baptize us in the
water.
In water? You ready? No, I'm not going to dump on it. See what that says?
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit water. Yeah, it's right there. You guys want the Holy Spirit? This is the water that Jesus said that he was going to give us, that he was going to drink. Go ahead. Take that. Yeah, drink some of that. He says, I'm going to give you some water. You can't open it. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. Oh, how does that feel? How does that feel?
Nothing.
No, it's good. That works. There we go. All right, so he gives us that. Now, Bristol, you have sought the Lord, and you're looking towards the Lord, right? You sought the Lord, and he's given you his Holy Spirit. What has the Lord given you? Michaela, what has the Lord given you? Which is part of the Holy Spirit, right? So how do you walk in peace in the Holy Spirit? Huh? How do we walk in peace in the Holy Spirit? Bristol, could you show us how to walk in peace in the Holy Spirit? Do it. Is it heavy? Is that heavy?
No.
Actually, does that feel pretty light?
Yes.
Does it feel good?
No.
Well, okay.
Work with me.
Go on, Bristol. Look at her walk and march, huh? She's not weighted down. She's not burdened in this life. Look at her. She's happy. She's got the joy of the Lord. She's got the love of God. She's got all that peace carrying around her. Where does that come from? Look at her. Go ahead. Just strolling in the park. There's things going on in life. All that other stuff does not bother her. She's light. Look at you. Look at you. Yeah, see? Hallelujah. Not bad. Holy Spirit inside out. Holy Spirit inside. I come to give you peace. So, listen, Brody, come on up. So let's say we go through life. Oh, jeez. Sir, all right. So we're going through life, right? And it's not just that it's miserable for us, but listen, when we encounter it, and this is how we feel. We don't help other people either. And sometimes we need, God puts people in our lives to help, right? And he's given us the Holy Spirit to flow out of us, to flow out of us. So what if you're walking around and you've run into somebody that might need or be looking for someone, maybe like a Samaritan woman who's at the well and she's tired of constantly drawing water. She says, boy, it'd be great if we didn't always have to go in and get water. And Jesus was offering something that was eternal. Oh, man, that's terrible. What is all this? What is going on? All right.
I've been through enough.
Oh, man.
You having troubles?
You got anything to drink?
This man looks like he's having troubles. Okay, this is a man having troubles in life. Look, what are you trying to do there? Oh, look at you. What do you go ahead? He's going through things in life. How do you feel? Is that better? Oh, man. Oh, man. Is that better? You feeling better?
No.
Oh, man, he's still not feeling good. He's looking for something, man. He's looking for something. What's going on?
I have had coffee, milk, root beer, other root beer. Okay. Ruby red squirt. It says thirst quencher.
It's a thirst quencher.
It has not quenched my thirst.
Oh, no.
I've had prune juice. I don't recommend that one. I've had coffee. I've had tea. I drank tea! You know how mad a man must be to drink tea?
I don't know. Okay.
This close to the edge of sanity.
Okay.
I'm on the opposite side of sanity, mind you. So.
I believe him. I think he's on the other side. I think he's on the edge, guys. What are we going to do?
I have passed the edge, my friend.
All right, okay. Listen. All right, I got some friends over here. Let's see what they can do. Okay, Brody. See if you can help this guy. Go help this guy. All right. See what you got. Give him what you got, Brody. Come on. This guy's on the edge. I don't know if this guy's going to make it. Brody, give him what you got. Give him what you got. Take out your bag. Give him what you got. Maybe you got something for him. What do you got there?
We got worry.
Okay, so give him some worry.
Just say something that may make him worry.
Those drinks are going to give you cancer.
Oh, no! That doesn't, that's not going to help. That's not going to, we got to find something else. Yeah, that's no good. Cancer is not a friend.
Mean.
Yeah. Be mean.
I'm already mean.
Yeah, I don't think he needs any of that. Okay. Let's see what we got. Come on, we got to help this guy out. I don't know what to do. He seems to have, he's trying, he's winning the world, and he's trying all these things. He's trying to get the thirst quencher. He's tried, I don't even know, maybe he's done, what do you got there?
Energy drink.
An energy drink. Oh, a Red Bull. Oh, that's got to be the answer. Red Bull. Anybody have a Red Bull? I feel like a Red Bull right now. Red Bull's really good. Red Bull's great. I love Red Bull. You ever see anybody on Red Bull? Not very long.
I had a dozen of these last night. I can smell color.
I'm starting to shake just watching him right now. Okay, what do you got there? What do you got there? Oh, okay. Maybe he doesn't need help.
You don't need help.
Maybe.
Okay. I don't think that's working. That's not going to work. Okay. What else do we got? I don't need any help. I'm fine. I think he needs some help. He's tried the energy drink. What else do we got trying? What do we got here? What is that?
We got vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke. Everybody loves vanilla.
That's a larger quantity.
Larger quantity.
Everybody loves vanilla Coke.
It's good, right? Vanilla Coke. Here, who likes the vanilla Coke? I don't really like it.
Plebes.
What do you got there?
Cold.
Well chilled, I like it.
It's not that kind of cold.
cold.
Not that kind of cold, no.
Well, yeah, then it's not.
Yeah.
It's like having cold coffee. Okay. Who drinks cold coffee? It's against nature.
Negativity.
Negativity. There's nothing you can do.
It makes you meaner.
Makes you meaner, that's right. Yep.
There's nothing you can do.
Or a bottle with no bottle opener.
What else you got, Brody? We need to, I don't know what we're going to do here. Is that it? It seems like it's really heavy. Oh, there we go.
We got fear.
Fear.
I don't got to worry about it. It's empty.
It's empty.
It's empty.
That's fear. All right. I don't think we got anything, Brody. I think that's it. I think that's it. You know what? There's one more. Do you ever notice that? There we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Put the hand away. Take it. Go. That could get ugly fast. We're in church. Go ahead, Brody. Why don't you sit down? Thank you, Brody. All this stuff here. You know what happens when we carry all that stuff? What do we do with it? When we carry all that fear, anxiety, and worry, and we come to people who are struggling, we just go, and we spit it all out, all over them. And how do you feel?
I don't know how I feel.
Yeah, this guy's hurting, right? But when you carry, notice how the world works. When you're in fear and when you're struggling and you come up to somebody and you start working with somebody, you know what happens? You just begin to push all that stuff on them. Your worry, your fear, your doubt, your unbelief. Look at them. This guy needs something. He needs an answer. And there is nothing here. And Jesus come, when Jesus walked, he come to give us something that was eternal and life. And he's just looking for those, not only to work in for you, that's good. It feels good to walk with Jesus, but also that can help others. I wonder what we have. Do you think we can help this guy?
Maybe.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Come on, I'm coming with you. And Jesus is with us all the time. The Holy Spirit is with us all the time. Trying to help. Okay, there we go. And he sent us as messengers, not only to save us, but that we could be a light unto this world, that we could help others. There we go. So, Bristol, it's okay. Sometimes we got to go through the mess to reach the people.
Do you feel like Jesus?
He doesn't feel like Jesus, but she's asking you if you know Jesus.
Do I know Jesus? I know a guy named Jesus. He sold me this Mexican Coke. It was delicious.
Talk about the Jesus in the Bible.
She's
talking about Jesus in the Bible, man. Do you know Jesus?
No.
You know what? Ask him if he wants Jesus.
Do you want Jesus?
Do I want Jesus? That's an excellent question. What's in it for me?
Life.
I don't have one of those yet.
Okay, so should we pray? You do know how. I'll help you. See, the Holy Spirit helps us, so you're never alone. So we're going to pray. Lord Jesus. I'm sorry for my sin. Come and be Lord of my life. Hallelujah. So you share Jesus with him because that's what you have is Jesus. So the Bible says, and when he says, I come to give you living water, and that there is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus didn't come just to forgive us. He also came to give us living water. And guess what? He used us to help them administer his Holy Spirit. So say you got to try this water.
You
got to
try this
one. Oh, you got to try it. Let's see it. Here we go.
That's how you drink water?
He's really thirsty.
It is when you're thirsty.
How's that?
Better.
Go see what else is in your bag. Go show him in your bag. Grab your bag. What's that? Goodness. That's right. So in the Bible, go ahead, go find what's next. In the Bible, Jesus, when we're born again, let's see what we got here. We got mean. He says, I want to make exchanges with you. So Brody, he wants to make an exchange with your bag. What I want you to do is, this is not really who you are anymore. My goodness is for you. So he wants to take that and exchange it. He doesn't want to leave a void. He wants you to walk in goodness. Go ahead. What else do we got? Love. Wow. That's a big one. That's a big one. That's a heavy one. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. So if you are ever afraid, if you are ever struggling with a counsel of fear, guess what you need more of? God wants to give you, and as Sandy was just speaking, God wants to give you a greater encounter of his love. Is that heavy? Is that heavy? Oh, I thought it was kind of heavy. 7 pounds, 8 pounds. Well, you're strong. Fear. God wants to give us a great. What Bristol did demonstrates what? Love. What Jesus did with that Samaritan woman demonstrates what? There are people in your life that are Samaritan women. And some of us are so caught up in whatever it is, we come and we bring this to them, and we wonder why they're not interested. Do you have any living water in you to offer them so that they can make an exchange, to make a vital, life-changing exchange? Jesus could use this young, beautiful girl right here to change the world. Why? Because she knows who she is. And she walks in the gifts that Christ gave her. Amen? And it is so powerful to make that exchange. What else is there? Is that it in the bag? Well, let's get some more. Let's get all this stuff out of here. So fear, you know what? You're a liar. I love that song. You love that song, Fear's a Liar? Let's throw that away. Can you? Okay, let's do this. Okay, you got it now. Bristol's got it. What is that? Gentleness. You know what gentleness represents? Humility. No more pride. Yes. No, it's a G, actually, but you're okay. You know all that pride? You know everything that you think you don't need it? You never needed it from the... I don't need to read my Bible. I don't need to know what God has for me. I don't need to know his plans. I don't need to know his purposes. You know what? God has a plan and a purpose, and it's not heavy. You know what? This is kind of heavy. But you know what? We got to take this away. We're going to make an exchange. Well, just pretend it's heavy. She's so honest. What else is there? What else is in your bag? What else is in your bag? Faithfulness. Right? Faithfulness. What else is in your bag? I don't know how many more things we have left to exchange. Kindness. We could do kindness. We can take away that cold. Should we take away the cold? We can make an exchange with God. If there's areas in life where I'm cold, I can come in with the kindness. You know what? Jesus come in kindness to that Samaritan woman and showed, yes, love. So let's go ahead and put the kindness over there. What else do we have? Every single one of the fruits of the Spirit, as Danny was preaching, work for us, work against the enemy. Oh, joy. I love joy. Bristol, you have so much joy. Abigail, you have so much joy. Which one do you take away? Take the joy away. Takes away. Let's make an exchange. Worry? Count it out. Let's take worry away. That's a big one. Joy is powerful. Take the worry. Oh, that's right. We're cleaning out worry. We're making an exchange for joy. Do you feel joyful?
Sure.
Where's the happy dance? You know when I'm joyful? I do a happy dance. Jacob, you got a happy dance?
No.
Not quite there yet. It's not all landed in his heart yet. He's working on it. Yeah, but think of fun. Okay, so we're done with that. One more. What else do we got, Bristol? Well, you do have a lot more. It's never ending. Yep. There's the worry. Just give one more. Patience. All right, so we're going to take that patience. Ooh, we got to wait, and we're going to get rid of that negativity, right? And we're going to put that over here. Let's go ahead and put that over there. It's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that weight is gone. How hard was that? Was that fun?
Kind of.
It is kind of fun. It's kind of fun to bring somebody from one place to another, and the world is looking for that. And Jesus came to bring us to a place where we could administer. So thank you so much. I think you're a different person.
Sure.
Does he look like a different person? Come on. All right. Thank you so much, Jacob. Yes. Not on the inside. He's got the. Have a seat. Go ahead. Thank you guys so much. Wow. really what we're doing is we're equipping the next generation. You know, so much of this needs to land in their lives right now because there's heaviness and weights in everybody's life that we face in the world. And Jesus has an answer for that. Jesus has an answer for worry, fear, doubt, and unbelief. And just look at the mess. You know, he's not upset with the mess. He's not mad at the mess. But he doesn't want you to stay in that mess, right? Doesn't want you to stay with the energy drinks or stay with all those things. Jesus has good living water, and we don't need to apologize for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not like we even have to rewrite what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. The gospel of Jesus Christ is mighty and powerful and mighty to save. We don't have to reinvent it at all because everybody has gifts and callings in their lives. Everybody has gifts and callings in their life that are powerful and mighty. And we don't have to pretend or play games or make something up. All we have to do is bring it into the light of the truth of who we are. It's not about performance. It's not about us striving and trying to make something happen. It is the reality and it is the truth of who we are in Christ. It just is. And all we have to do is just come into alignment and see how God sees each and every one of us. How does God see Michaela? Does anybody see Michaela as God sees Michaela? What would you say about Michaela? Come on. Come on. Patient. Come on. She's very patient. Is she joyful? That's her prophetic word. Joyful? Funny? Who are you? Sweet. Come on. We begin to see those things in people and release that, and we encourage one another in it, right? And that's what we're doing in Kids Church. We're looking at every single one of these. We take the prophetic word. Do you know the prophetic word over your life? And the answer is this. When you go out in the world, the first thing the devil wants to do is take every prophetic word away from you. Do you remember your prophetic words? Pastor, pastor, pastor. Tom's a pastor, pastor, pastor. Yippee, yippee, yippee. You know what? I didn't always feel that way. Right? You're a singer. Okay, you're a dancer. And you're the singer. That's right. Can you dance? Can you dance for Jesus? I don't know, but that's the word, and that's the prophetic word over your life. We have the book here, as Miss Jenny's getting ready before we go. Every prophetic word of all these kids, here, you stand up, hold this. Every prophetic word, you stand up, thank you very much. Every prophetic word over every one of these kids is written in that book. Every single one. And with them is a permission and a destiny and a future over their lives. We don't have to figure it out. It's not like we have to figure out what our kids need to do and how to be. God has already written a permission and granted authority for them to walk this earth. He's granted it to them, and we just need to come into alignment with that truth. And there is a strong battle with all of this to help bring this out that's going on right now. And God's stopping everything. He's going to take it all away, and I'm thankful that he will. He's going to take away your job. He's going to take away all those things that you're busy in because it has nothing to do with the plan of God. And it's for our benefit that we would arise and shine and find out really what it is that God had planned for us and written us in the day, because it's better to find out now than 40 years down the road having absolutely nothing to show for it. Because it's only what God does that lasts forever. This man right here had nothing. But you know what? You can be a Christian and have absolutely nothing. Because you have no idea who you are. You have no idea how to walk this world. And it's robbery. It's highway robbery to be the richest person in the world and not even know it. To have the keys of the kingdom in your hand and not even know it. But you're a mighty warrior. You're a shining star. There's nothing you can't do. Every provision, every need has already been laid out before you. Everything that you will ever need has already been given to you. He's made it happen. The only thing is, I don't know if I believe it yet. Thank you so much. All right. And that's what we're contending for right now. That's what we're contending for our kids, our youth, and all of that. because we get so busy and everything. So Miss Jenny, hallelujah, we thank you for the Spirit. I know it's a mess here, but what I want to do now is clean. No, that's after. That's very soon. But we want to play a game about the life of Jesus. Is that okay? But we want you to get together with your families, because you need to be with your families, because there's going to be a family prize with that, okay? And then right after that, we want to do family communion before we dismiss, okay? Huh? Yes, you can go get all the, yes, please, please do. That would be great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Yep, go ahead and pass those out. Let's sit with your families. We'll do family prizes. That's fine. You can enjoy it with us. Every family. Yep. One per family, right? Are you giving one per person in each family? Yeah, one, I don't know if we have enough. So, the life of Jesus. I'm so excited for camp. Please register as soon as you can for camp, because we want to start getting shirts and all those things ready for camp. It's going to be an amazing time. We got one more extra day. Can you imagine one more extra day of camp? It's going to be great. Here we go. Yep. This is going to be a family game. Yeah, we do. Are these assignments for today, too? Okay. So maybe afterwards, too, we'll help. Make sure we get our assignments, too. If you guys are paying attention during the service day, a lot of the questions are right here on our assignments. So before we go, make sure we get our family assignments. What is this? Why do you have that? What?
Oh. I didn't give anybody the one that says caller card on the top. Yeah. Are you serious? Oh. Okay, nobody? Okay. Yes, you need a pen. Well, I'll just use one of these then. So when I call off one of the things on here, you just cross it off? Do I? Oh, I thought you were to say something. Nice. No, you're fine. You gonna go sit over there with Daddy and Hazel. Go Hazel over there by Daddy. Are we ready? Raised from the dead. So if you have that, you cross that off your card. And the first one, yeah, right. So when you get four in a row, then you just call out bingo. Miracles. Healed the sick. He reached the lost. The Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, yep. The Holy Spirit. John the Baptist. Raised disciples, baptized. Who has bingo? There's two bingos? There should. Yeah, you can go in any direction. I'll take them both, and I'll have to get another prize for you, Emmanuel. I'll just get you another prize when I come. You have a bingo. So, I didn't expect to have ties, but I guess I'll have to get some more cards. But here's a $20 gift card for you guys to go to Dairy Queen. Yeah, and I'll get you one too, and then Josh, I'll have to get you one too. So there, I guess. I didn't know there'd be that many winners. No, oh well, it's okay.
Awesome. Well, to everybody with their families, let's have communion here this morning. You know, all this stuff happened. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes because of Jesus. And it's always good to think about and thank the Lord for all that he's done and everything in his life. It's so powerful. Let's spend some time with our families here. Danny, as he comes, and Josh, if you would come. Jacob, help distribute the elements. We'll get our families together because this is really a wonderful thing that we all get to come together, but we focus on Jesus and all that he has. So thank you so much, Jesus, for doing what you did that we could be here where we are. So we do this in remembrance of what Jesus did on the cross for our lives, that he came that we might have life, eternal life, with living water. So I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit who reminds us of all that, that he's given us. And it's just fantastic. So let's pass out families together. Should we go? Yep, go ahead. Just pass them out.
Needs one here. I think they got them all, Jacob. Jacob, they got them all. Josh, you can just set it up there. They've all got him. Set it up there. All right. Yeah, I did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Looking at Luke 22, verse 19, and it says, and he took bread and he gave thanks. And it says that he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we thank you. We thank you for helping us to remember that this is what Jesus did for us. That his body was broken for us, and his blood was poured out for us. And Father, we can do this in remembrance of you. And so, Father, we would ask, God, that as we've taken the bread and as we've had the cup, Father, that we remember everything that you've done for us. And we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. It's good to remember. It's good to remember what God has done for us and in us and through us. Tom, anything?
All right, so I got some Holy Spirit baptized water. I made way too many. I don't know why I made so much. So if you want some, you come get some and we'll hand up some of them, plus the lessons for next week. So hallelujah. If you're not registered for camp, let's get registered for camp, people. We got registration forms up here. So we're getting ready to go. So God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday with your families. Praise the Lord.